Isn't medicine miraculous today? Caius asked. A being is more lucky to die of a meteor strike than of old age or disease. Little more than a standard week after losing his arm, Caius was pacing back and forth across the wardroom. With his good arm, he was waving a hypo filled with a special preparation of protocells and neural growth stimulants. Today's two 1B droids can replace a blaster-shattered kneecap with an Illinium prosthetic more durable than the original. Caius stopped next to the only occupied bed in the ward and gestured at the stump of his severed arm, which still showed the white fusing scar where skin had been closed over the bone. They could have reattached my natural arm, had I been willing to lie around in one of these for a couple of months. Caius intentionally slammed his prosthetic kneecap into the bed frame, rocking it so hard that the occupant, a young sinewy woman with curly brown hair and dark eyes, flinched. He smiled and held the hypo over the bed, easily within her reach, had she been able to move her arms. Yes, today's medicine can even rebuild the nerves in a ruptured spinal cord. One little injection. Caius looked at the needle, which was nearly as long as his finger, then continued, well, maybe not so little, is all it takes to start the process. The woman's dark eyes began to grow glassy, and she looked away. Come now, Myrta, Caius said. This war will be over soon, and you'll be released with all of the Alliance's prisoners. There's no reason you need to be strapped into a hover chair when that happens. But we must start the process soon, before the damage grows irreversible. How many Jedi accompanied your team? Myrta continued to look away, but her face blanched and a small, pained voice croaked, Go get borked! Ah, she speaks. Progress at last. Then the wardroom door hissed open, and Myrta's face hardened as she recovered her composure and looked to see who had arrived. Caius spun on his heel, already summoning the force shock he would use to rebuke the fool who had ignored his order for privacy, then saw who it was and realized why he hadn't sensed her coming. After learning how to conceal herself in the force, Tahiri had begun to employ the technique, like Caius himself, as a matter of course. Ah, Tahiri, you're just in time. Caius motioned her into the room, then turned back to the bed. Myrta was about to tell us who cut off my arm. Tahiri remained silent for a moment, then said, I think you'd know that, my lord. Appearances can be deceiving, Caius said. Isn't that so, Myrta? Myrta only glared at him in silence. We're back to that, are we? Caius sighed and looked sadly at the hypo, then turned back around to Tahiri. It seems our prisoner is determined to live the rest of her life strapped to a board. I assume you've come to report. You may proceed. Tahiri looked past Caius toward the bed, apparently debating whether her news should be relayed in front of even an incapacitated enemy, then finally said, I'm afraid I have a failure to report, my lord. Your plan to discover the location of the secret Jedi base has failed, Caius surmised. Ben slipped free of your surveillance.
Slipped isn't quite accurate, Tahiri said. He discovered our, agent trailing him and took measures.
Caius frowned. What about the agent? He asked. Tahiri had been wise to avoid mentioning SDXX in front of Myrta. Caius had every intention of sending her back to Boba Fett in one fully functional piece, and he preferred to keep private the existence of his security droid. Is he still functional?
I don't know, Tahiri replied. We weren't able to recover him.
Caius fought to keep his anger from rising. Why not? Tahiri's eyes began to sparkle.
We were otherwise occupied, my lord. I saw another opportunity to learn the location of the secret Jedi base, and I seized it.
When Tahiri did not elaborate, Caius frowned and inquired, Do you really intend to make me ask? Tahiri smiled, and he knew that it was something big.
I think so, yes.